You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard, plus mouse or die.
Alright, this week the podcast is sponsored by KateMod.com, of course. Go check out the front page. We have several of our Game of the Year articles up right now. Also, check out the forums. We can't have them rolling without you guys, so check those out. Also, KateMod.com/chat, where you can chat with us in IRC, as well as the servers page with our Mumble server. You can come hang out, play games with folks, have a good time. Also, the multi-stream, of course, kmod.com/multi-stream, the best way to watch multiple Twitch streams, which you should be using right now to watch this podcast and AGDQ.
It's rare that someone we promote linked... you not watching our stream by itself, but this is one of those times.
Yeah. Yep. When people are raising millions for charity in 1 week, they get a shout-out. Also, PC Part Picker, of course, who sponsors the multi-stream page. Big ups to Philip, his lads over there. Go check it out at pcpartpicker.com. And of course, by subscribers like you. Without you guys watching and subscribing to the channel and going to the website, we could not do any of this, including all the extra live streams each year and the couch streams each month and the giveaways and everything else that we're able to do. First looks at games. Thank you so much for subscribing and supporting us. It really does mean a lot. And, yeah, that is about it for the sponsors this week.
All right.
Go ahead, Scott.
So welcome to the first podcast of the new year, episode 171. The date is January 4th, 2015. We are living in the future. Truly, 2015. Another year. This podcast hasn't fucking died yet. Incredible.
Boys, 4 years. Well, not technically.
Yeah, we'll say 4 years.
Four more years.
Four more.
How long does it take for you to stop writing 2014 on stuff?
Yeah, that's going to be
like when you write January. I always put January 1st, 2014.
I've only had to do it once so far, and I nailed it. But it was also close enough to the new year that like New Year's Eve was still fresh in my mind. So we'll see what happens in like a week.
So we should talk about a little bit. I mean, I was going to ask you guys, did you do anything special for the new year to bring it in?
I got sick.
I went. You got vibe. Sick. Nice. All
right. Still sick right now. It's good.
Very nice.
Sounds good.
It's always good to do a little something for you.
I was looking forward to watching Dick Clark's reanimated corpse make a comeback for this year, but which wouldn't have really been able to tell any difference from the last 5 years before. But no, I did. I did end up watching Ryan Seacrest and the ball drop and Jenny McCarthy.
I want Ryan Seacrest to wear his skin.
To wear Dick Clark's skin? Yeah. That'd be the best trip. It's also still called like Dick Clark's New Year's, even though Ryan with Ryan. It's like they've got all multiple titles. It's like really confusing. I don't know. But now it's like Ryan Seacrest is the main host. I don't exactly know what's going on. But it was so funny. My friend Jimmy went on this whole like Dick Clark rant. He's like, yeah, Dick Clark did great at his job. But everyone's like, it's like, let it fucking go. You're dead. Like, give it to Ryan Seacrest. You know what I mean? Like, just let him have
it. Well, I think he has it like legally as the name.
I think you're right. It's probably a legal issue.
Probably.
But anyway, I watched that. It was pretty low key. It was with family and stuff like that. But none of you guys like partied super. I don't. You
oh,
okay?
Oh yes, you, I did.
I was gonna say your tribe looked like they partied pretty hard.
Yeah, all the KMI folks around Pittsburgh went to Hex's house for New Year's, and we watched the Penguins game, which there happened to be a Penguins game that night. So we watched that, and I got to check out. We, of course, did nerd shit while we were there. So I got to check out Elite Dangerous on Hex's PC in triple NVIDIA surround on triple monitors in a fucking spacecraft with a flight stick. It's pretty fucking nuts. Awesome. So, yeah, we also played beer pong. There was which I haven't done in a while. Beer pong is fun as fuck. We had a little tournament. There was Team Fwizz. Team Fwizz did not win. Team Hot Tang, Team Tim's Dick Punch, and Team Jeremiah Thunderfuck.
Hot Tang sounds really bad.
I think Team Tim's Dick Punch won.
How could they not?
Yeah. That was Mike and Megan. They won. I was on Team Jeremiah Thunderfuck with Hex. So,
Hot Tang sounds like something that like one person's mother kept giving them when they were a kid. It was like their winter treat. And he's like, "What?" And like, and then he reveals it to you one day. Like, you guys are just talking about things you used to eat all the time, and he's like, "Eat and drink all the time." And he's like, "Yeah, man, like Hot Tang," and everyone's just like, "What?" And then he tries to convince everybody to try it, and it ends up being terrible.
Hot Tang would be absolutely terrible.
But Tang was good.
I can't think
of it. No, Tang is fine. It was also invented by Tang's Nazis. Fine. But
yeah. But that is a hot drink. Yeah, it would not fly, I don't think. I don't think Tang is a hot drink would work.
No.
Terrible.
So, yeah, so we drank a bunch over there and ate a bunch of good food. And we got to play some old arcade games on Hex's arcade machine that he has set up. He has a Mame cabinet set up. Full-on cabinet and everything. It's pretty awesome. Tim and I beat.
That's right, Brandy. Tell him.
It's actually not in this case, but I wish it was. I wish it said Hex's meme cabinet on it. That'd be amazing. Yeah,
that would be good.
Tim and I beat the G.I. Joe arcade game, which is one of the worst games I've ever played. But like, it's just his own cabinet, so you can put like infinite credits in. You know, so we had like infinite. But all it is like a on-rail shooter where you like move the reticle around and shoot stuff like on the screen, like many, many 80s arcade games. I'm guessing there were actual guns on a real cabinet for this thing. You know, the laser things. It was terrible. It took us like 15 minutes. I think we used like what would have been the equivalent of like $30 worth of quarters beat it. Yeah. He would have paid like more than a dollar a minute in arcade.
Don't you miss the arcade days where games were designed solely to rip you the fuck off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
talk about the original pay to win. I mean, come on. Arcades. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Had to be a rich motherfucker to get through a fucking time crisis. Good. God bless you. Unless you were really good.
Played original Street Fighter 2 as well.
Does he have Narc on there?
That was awesome. Does he have what?
Have you ever played Narc?
I don't know. He has like hundreds.
Narc is one of the greatest games. I don't know, you know, it's just an anti-drug game where you play this cop toting twin machine guns and you're just murdering drug addicts like in cold blood. It's like insanely violent. The whole game is nothing but like propaganda to try to get kids to not do drugs, like every other video game in the 90s. You know, they always had that like, don't do drugs, kids, in the beginning. They took that and made an entire game out of it. It was like, if you do drugs, you will grow up to be a person that this guy murders. And he's like, it's not even like if you're busting a crack then, you know, yeah, you go unarmed because they might have like a broken bottle or something and they might be all coked up and think that you're Satan, but like, or methed up and they think you're Satan, but you're not going to like bust in full SWAT gear with like double machine guns and rocket launchers and blow them to smithereens, like to the point that limbs are flying all over the screen. It's like it's the most hilarious amount of overkill in any video game. And then the final boss is, just look up Narc's final boss. His name is Mr. Big. Just Google image search. Greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mr. Big was the name of the guy that owned the record label in Wayne's World.
That's true.
It turned down signing Cassandra's band. Who stole the fucking gig from the shitty Beatles.
He's just this, Mr. Big in Narc is just this obese, like, chubby checker looking motherfucker who just, like, at first he's just in a wheelchair. Right, and you're just fighting a guy in a wheelchair with like guns strapped to his wheelchair, and then you knock him out of the wheelchair and he goes flying and he like scoots away, so you're like, okay, well, you're clearly not paralyzed. And then he comes back, but instead of coming back with like guns or so, you know, some kind of like, you know, some more artillery, it's just a giant his head on like some UFO that starts flying around, and he starts like
fucking crying.
Yeah, like it's really fucked up. Like it's really profoundly fucked up. I love that game because it's so messed up.
Oh my god. Someone just liked a GIF.
Yeah, there he is. God.
Jesus. Yeah. So that was New Year's. It was a blast. I did the old woke up and did not know where I was.
Thing. Oh, good.
It's a classic New Year's day move.
Yeah.
After New Year's Eve. Yeah. Very nice. Okay, sweet. Well, let's get into what we've been playing, if anything. I know, Blah, you're still home, right?
Yes.
But have you been able to game while you've been home or what?
I mean, really basic stuff. I mean, my computer at home runs League fine, so I've just basically been, like, solo queuing ARAMs. I'm at a point where, like, almost all of my friends don't play League anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm
played the
on
Poro
such a
King thing?
No, I didn't. I heard bad things. And I just
no,
didn't.
It's great. It's like ARAM. It's like ARAM, except you pick the characters, and so you're always just playing, like, an overpowered, crazy ARAM, and
yeah.
then your hero powers are throwing Poros.
That's
really? What?
Yeah. Well, and then you spawn insane. The Poro King. It's actually pretty great.
I might try it before it ends. I think it's still going, right?
Yeah, I played it last night. It was fun.
And I'm still playing Pokemon, still on that finishing the Pokédex grind, which means I actually bought the other version. But I got to play some Smash 4 with some buddies the other night last night, and I'm honestly going to buy it just because now I have a GameCube adapter, and even though I don't think Smash 4 is very good, it is online, and that's pretty much the only selling point, is I can play people online, and it's new content. So I'm probably going to do that, probably going to stream that when I get back to California, when I get home. But other than that, nothing really going on with me.
All right. Daniel.
I've it's a new year, and I've decided that since I started it last January, I'm going to do Dark Souls 1 every January. Okay. On my channel. So I started up Dark Souls 1 again, and I just kind of, it's not like, you know, me attempting to do some crazy run or crazy build. I just kind of go with the flow, and we see the sights, because there's a lot to see in that game, actually. I've also been using DS Fix to do some downsampling with the textures. So I was playing Dark Souls with 4K textures, downscaled to 1080p, and it looks fucking incredible. Huh. Like, this is like a PS3 game from 3 years ago, and it looks incredible. But, yeah, my video card is dying, like, quite literally at this point, so it's been a challenge to... Yeah, I think it's definitely on its way out.
Is that the one we got you, or did we get you, like, a 570?
You got me, like, a 570, like...
It was a baby present.
3 or 4 years ago. But, yeah, it's on its way out, so I've had some problems with that. But I also got to play BF4 last night. Going to play it again tomorrow on this channel, Community Night BF4. Got to play one of the Final Stand maps. Holy shit, they look so good visually. Like, it was this map that's just on a hill. The whole thing is a giant sort of mountain snow slope. Like, the lighting and the skybox lighting, it's like at dusk. Or twilight type time in the winter. Oh my god, they just fucking nailed it. Like, the lighting is perfect. No matter how broken Battlefield 4 has been, it just looks so incredible.
It's relatively it's good now, I feel.
Yeah, it's really good now. Although I had a lot of trouble just getting it to work last night, which I'm usually someone who hasn't had trouble with that game, but... So I played a lot of Dark Souls, a lot of WoW, actually. I did not raid Thursday, but I have been playing a lot of WoW. So, yeah, garrisons are addicting. I have to get on every day and do my garrison shit. Like, OCD about it at this point. But, yeah, that's about it.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I just... blacked right, out there for a second. Yeah. I'm back. Brandon, go for it. Oh, by the way, Fetsky with the resub. What's up, Fetsky? Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
So let's see. On our document here, we have a few topics for the intro. So I'm going to start with Steam sale. Mm. This happens every single Steam sale at this point. But so I check in each day and check the new deals, and then I see a game, and it's like, oh, that's a great deal. Like, I think. Love Trousers, or like two or three times this sale, I was like, oh, that's a pretty good deal. I should get that, only to find out I already own the game.
Oh, yeah. Love Trousers is fun, but it's not something I can play for more than like 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah. So anyway, I think I got Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider was $4, so I went ahead and picked that up.
It's
incredible. And I also got Nidhogg. Nidhogg was $3.74, and I didn't own that yet. So.
Pretty good game.
So those are the only two things I got for the Steam sale. So not much damage, just because at this point I own so much that it's like I just sort of buy for the deals at this point, understanding that most of these games I won't play. I can't explain it. It's very perverse, but at each sale. Like, I basically, my limit has fallen from like before, back in the day, probably $20 felt like a really good deal. And then it drops to 15, then it dropped to 10, and now it's at around 5. Like, yeah, a game that's more than $5, I'm like, eh, feels too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There were, speaking of the Steam sale, though, there were way more, at least I felt, there were way more really good AAA deals this time around.
Yeah, there were.
And way more games that kind of just came out, even if they were just $10 off, they were still $10 off, like, already. Like, Far Cry 4 was like $10 or $12 off.
Yeah, like Shadow already. Of Mordor was discounted. I mean, I'm glad that publishers are doing that now. It's just that because, like, I know that they will eventually fall to that $15, $10 mark, and inevitably the $5 mark. So I'm willing to wait at this point for most of the, especially single player games.
Yeah, Wolfenstein was $20 at one point.
Which is, yeah, like, I should have got that. What was pretty I doing? Because I really want to play that.
Oh, well. I should have, but I think I might have it. I did actually pick up a pretty good game. Speaking of Steam sales, it's kind of like a 3D FPS Binding of Isaac called Ziggurat.
Oh, yeah. I was told to buy that by other people. They're like,
it's not bad. It needs more variety and it needs to be harder. But I think it's ongoing in development, so... Like, I played it like 2 or 3 times, and I've already beaten it once, and it's just, it's not that hard. So. Let's see, do I have Wolfenstein?
So anyway.
Oh, I fucked up.
So I didn't really get a chance to play anything over the break. I mostly just played Hearthstone, because I was trying to, I thought, this was my thought process, was... I'm going to have a lot of time to play Hearthstone over the break and over December. So I'll try and go for Legend because the new expansion just came out. So it'll be hard for people to, you know, to have the best decks because a lot of people won't have the new cards. Turns out that was an incorrect hypothesis. It is actually much, much harder to hit Legend when the meta is so crazy and in flux because every game you play, you might face one of like 6 different classes. Whereas like a couple months ago, you would only really face maybe like you knew within 3 or 4 different decks was what like everyone on ladder was playing. So I was not able to hit Legend, not even close. I bottlenecked at like rank 8. So that was not great. But I started off the year with a 12-0 arena run, so I feel pretty good about that.
This is your year.
Yeah.
The year of Barndor. They will quake inside of their...
Still not going to hit Legend at all this year, though.
I probably will not hit Legend. It gets harder and harder every month. If I actually just should have done it when the game first came out. It would have been a lot easier. But I've resigned myself to the fact that probably won't happen.
All right.
Get fucked.
We didn't really talk about Christmas gifts, by the way. Which was on this list, or we do? I mean, feel free. Anyone can.
Yeah, go fuck it.
Anyone can jump in. Yeah, that's already one.
Because you got. We talked about some of these a little bit last week, but we didn't have three.
That's
of you
true.
On
that's
last
true.
Week,
yeah.
So.
We got a bunch of Christmas, a bunch of Pittsburgh-related artwork for Christmas, which is just nice. It'll go all over my room. So.
You bought yourself a nice TV.
I did. I bought myself a brand new 65-inch 4K 240Hz 3D television. I went to Fry's because I wanted a mouse bungee. For my cables, and I left with a $3,200 television.
Oh, good.
So that was good. That was a good time.
Good shopping skills. Fine. It's good to stay focused.
I walked in front of it. I was like, "Yeah, that looks pretty nice." I looked at it. I was like, "Can I have it?" And she was like, "I don't care." I was like, "All right, I'll take one." So I bought it, and it was fine.
Dang.
I walked out of there like with glasses on and a big gold chain, like thug life.
I hope you use that 3D feature every day.
It was good though. It was a good purchase. I'm actually pretty happy with it.
Nice. I got a Casey Tron shirt, a very special present from me to me.
Yeah,
and I will wear it for the rest of my life.
Spoiled yourself.
Yeah.
A little too much, maybe. Yep. I got a Chromecast.
I'm so good,
and it's fucking amazing.
It's about time.
Yeah, well, I got a Fire TV stick like 2 weeks before that. It is not a Chromecast.
No, the Fire TV, on the other hand, is the best set-top box there is. It's better than everything.
Yeah. But the TV stick, not so much. The fucking Chromecast, though, like, in comparison, I went over this a little bit last week. It took me, like, 20 seconds to get that Chromecast up and running with a show. Yes. It took me so long with the fucking Fire TV stick. And it won't recognize anything for screen capping or anything like that. But, yeah, they're both nice to have, though, because now I have shit on two TVs that can do the same things. And I can watch Twitch all over the house. So that's pretty important to me.
It's cool, too. You can, if your TV supports it,
the
you
Roku
can...
is not better than the Fire TV, whoever just said that. I didn't even look at his name. God, that is just such an awful statement to make. That is a disaster. That is John's just right. Not even... You're banned, actually. Ban him, please, because that is just an awful statement.
God. You messed up, kid.
Wow. Dude.
You made, John very upset.
If your TV supports it, you can also, whenever you start your Chromecast, it can actually turn your TV on and switch inputs on your TV.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice.
Hunter loves AGDQ. He watched all the summer games done quick stuff with me, so he loves the speedrunning. And I turned on the Chromecasting from my desktop down in the basement, and all of a sudden it switched from input one to input two, and the stream started going. And he was like, "Daddy, did you hit something?" I was like, "Nah." I should have been like, "Yeah, I'm fucking magic."
Did that with my brain, son. Yeah. Never cross me.
That's good. So that was it, though. I don't ask for anything for Christmas. I don't know about you. But I got some Home Depot gift cards because I'm an adult. And I also got that.
That's how you know you're a man, when Home Depot gift cards start coming your way.
Yeah.
I always get Victoria's Secret gift cards, which I don't know what that says about me, but
the weird thing is you buy them for yourself.
Yeah, well, they know I'm buying for myself. I like to treat myself. I like to feel lacy underneath these jeans. Anyway, who else didn't go for what they played? Was it John? John didn't go, right?
Wow. Got like a lot. Yeah. And then played some Counter-Strike today, actually, for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
I won a couple of matchmaking games. I was unranked again, which tends to happen. And then I ended up MG2, I think, or something like that after winning two games. So that's fine.
Nice. By the way, in WoW, shout-outs to the KB Mod Guild, which did fucking work Thursday night.
Yeah.
5 of 7 heroic, and they cleared normal. Went nuts. So shout-outs to them.
And then I'll go. I didn't play much when I was home. I played a little bit of Counter-Strike here and there. Shout out to Bob again for sending that PC, which had the mechanical hard drive rip loose inside of the thing. Luckily, it didn't break the video card or anything like that. But when it came to me, I heard stuff shaking inside of it. And I was like, oh boy, bring it out. And just had ripped the SATA cable and everything. But that was good. And then I've been playing yesterday. Started playing through Bully. Played that for about 5 hours. And my goodness, what a fucking game. I don't know. I mean, yeah, Bully? The Rockstar game. I don't know how I totally missed that.
It was really good game.
Yeah, I'm having so much fun with it. It's like the voice acting and everything you expect out of Rockstar. So it's so solid. So enjoying playing through that. Going to finish that on stream. Though it seems like a decently long game. I don't know, though.
But, Mark All Sham had a pretty good Let's Play of that game.
Yeah.
Godlike.
Good.
Yeah, it's really fun. The detail in the game is pretty ridiculous. Like when you get girls that like you, and if you kiss other girls in front of them, they run up and like cunt punch and like slap the other girls. And there's all kinds of like, it's just the world that does feel pretty alive, which is pretty cool. But I think that's it for me.
I was gonna mention one thing. I've not been playing many games, but I've been addicted to The Wire.
Yes! Finally, another one of you has seen The Wire.
I haven't started it yet, but I know that I will be once someone tells me.
So, season one and two are the only ones I watched. I did not like season three, actually, that much, but goddamn, what a show.
It's funny, because I just happened to start watching it pretty recently, and so I've marathoned it a bunch over the break, and I'm almost done with season four, going into season five. But they just put out the HD remasters, and I didn't realize it. I thought that So I was watching it on HBO Go, and before it was 4:3, and then it just turned into HD like halfway through season one. And I thought, oh wow, they were just like, this show was on during the HD transition, and part of it was in HD and part of it wasn't. And I was like, oh, then I felt stupid because they had changed all of it to be the HD remasters that just came out like last week. So yeah, that's what I've been doing mostly, is like, I've been thinking, should I get on my computer? Like, should I play a game or should I just sit here and put on another episode of The Wire? And The Wire is one out.
Don't mess with anybody named Omar. That's what you learned.
The great thing is that guy also plays an awesome character in Boardwalk Empire.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Does anybody else watch Criminal Minds?
No.
It's fucking the best show, I'm telling you. It's Hillary so does. Good. It's so good.
You and her can watch together.
I should probably, since we're talking TV, I'm on 2006 in my wrestling spirit quest. I'm 11 years of pay-per-views into this thing. I'm on Backlash 06.
I've been marathoning 30 Rock.
Seen it. 30 Rock.
It's an incredible show. The writing is just so good, and it's actually, a lot of people ask me this a lot. That's where my name came from, Black Light Attack. It's an episode of 30 Rock called Black Light Attack. Jack Donaghy is just like, I aspire to be Jack Donaghy in all things. And I've been watching it so much. I've seriously shotgunned like 6 seasons in these past 3 weeks I've been home because I'm so bored. And I'm at the point where I feel like my first instinct whenever I'm talking to a female friend is to call her Lemon. Like, it's way too far. I've been watching that show way too much. It's like every waking moment I just have a tab of Netflix open. Like every moment that I'm on my computer. It's a mess.
I started watching Marco Polo, which is a Netflix series that kind of was under under the radar for me. I like it so far. It's pretty decent. Trying to think what else. That's about it.
Friends is on Netflix. I'm fucking done when I go back.
Friends.
Friends. I'm a Chandler.
I'm much more into Sex and the City.
The poor man's Seinfeld. That's a good way to describe Friends.
I do need to go back and watch Seinfeld because I don't think I was able to appreciate Seinfeld when
I
was a kid.
Oh my god!
Like, I've seen every episode of Seinfeld multiple times.
Well, I do actually have to go back and watch
Seinfeld. Just gets better every time you watch it. Like, on like the 17th viewing of an episode, I'm like, god, it's fucking good.
It's the one show. Like, it is the one show, probably the only show I've ever found, where I actually like every single episode.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there is a bad episode of Seinfeld, and I can't say that for any other show.
Esports Seinfeld is like the best Twitter
account. That is the greatest Twitter account.
That is seriously a fantastic Twitter account. What a find. I don't know who I first saw retweeting that, but it's magical.
We are going to take a quick 2-minute commercial break here, guys. If you never want to see commercials on this channel again, consider subscribing. Removes commercials for us. And we'll be back in 2 minutes with a little bit of news. I'm gonna go get a drink.
What was the last said Seinfeld has no bad episodes? Wasn't the last episode of Seinfeld like a massive letdown to a lot of people?
It was kind of meta. I mean,
yeah.
But, like, I don't consider it a bad episode. It's just that, like, I mean, there are going to be a lot of people that disagree with the endings to, like, anything. So
yeah, I mean, like, everybody has an idea of, like, how it should be done, and it's pretty momentous.
It was kind of like a retrospective on the whole series, so it wasn't...
Gotcha.
I didn't like it or dislike it. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
In a way, it was sort of like a non-ending.
Right.
But it's just so good. I used to come home from school and I would just watch like at least one or two episodes of Seinfeld every day.
It's a great show. There's no debating it. It's not a question. It's not like
if you don't like Seinfeld, I'm not sure what TV, like what comedy related TV you like.
Yeah.
Well, you can't trust this person. Whoever that is.
I'm saying I didn't like it when I was a kid, but that's
well, yeah. Wow. I mean,
probably because like it wasn't a cartoon.
The humor, the humor grew on me through middle school and high school because I understood it more.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate now that like the jokes and things will make less sense to kids these days because obviously it was in the '90s, so You know, like, yeah, there was,
like, they don't understand, like, the fact that, like, you people calling from fucking payphones to check their machines, like, for messages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So much of that stuff.
All of that will be completely lost, like those jokes, because they just won't understand them.
Yeah. Because they're entitled little fucking pricks. That's why. Like Sky Shark in the chat. I just love calling Sky Shark out, but
Tomb Raider Anniversary currently on the AGDQ.
Oh, nice. Checking that out. I'll see you guys later. Peace.
I watched Banjo-Kazooie earlier today. That's one of my favorite runs.
I will say the two racing game runs sort of were, because nobody talked, man.
Yeah, but you gotta have somebody commentating. That Diddy Kong run is so good, though.
Yeah, they break the shit out of that game.
So broken.
All right, we are back. We're going to start the news off with some KB Mod announcements here. First of all, we did pick a winner for the Wii U package. You get a Wii U, which I will factory reset before I send it to you, because we've been using it. Mario Kart 8, Mario Kart U, or Mario U, Mario and Luigi U, whatever. That game has the most fucky title, that Mario game, for Wii U. And four controllers, so... congratulations to James Curtin, who won that. He had actually donated during our Christmas stream, so thanks to him. Congratulations, sir. I'll be sending that out sometime this week. We'll get you all the information. I did email you if you're watching or you listen later this week. So thank you very much for that. Also, I looked at our Extra Life total, which is now a total. I believe it cut off on December 31st. Of $256,000 at the team raise. So, yeah, thank you to everyone. Also, like, this wasn't public because I think he donated after the fact, but huge shout outs to Ritz Plays, who donated $2,500 the second to last day of the year. I think it was through something he raised or
he's a streamer, like that, so
yeah, I know. But yeah, shout outs to him. Because if I hadn't checked, I wouldn't have even known that he did it. So he may have done it as a selfless thing, didn't want to be recognized, but he's getting recognized anyway, because that's a fucking huge donation. so yeah, shout out to Ritz, pushing us over 255,000. So now we have to beat this shit next year.
Yeah.
You got to tell even more of your friends next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we have already begun prep for next year. We are already looking for venues. We have a couple leads on that. We've started purchasing stuff for a broadcasting station that we will use this year, which can have multiple inputs from multiple sources. Shout outs to the Gun Run for talking with Bob a little bit on that and how to get that set up and stuff that we need. I'm learning XSplit currently. Going to probably start using it for the podcast. Just so I can get used to it.
It's the best software for anything you want to do that's not just like you streaming a video game.
Event-wise,
if you're just streaming a video game, you should absolutely use OBS for, you know, CPU purposes. But otherwise, you should use XSplit. Everybody uses XSplit.
Yeah, it's so crazy what you can do. I've already started to recreate my stream.
It's
stuff
like a TV production suite, dude. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy. So. Without you guys who support us and subscribe to the stream and visit the website and go to Spreadshirt, we couldn't do anything that we've started to do with, you know, buying some capture cards and setting up a station this year. So thank you once again for you guys for supporting the streams, coming out to the podcast. And in that vein, I was sent a screenshot this week of us being listed at number 36 in iTunes podcast for video games. Beating out Jim Sterling's podcast.
To be fair, I think his podcast is fairly new, but
yeah.
But that's pretty good.
Jim Sterling.
Give up now, Sterling. You'll never overtake us. He's going to overtake us.
Just trying to
discourage him.
We just have to have more likes than he does, more ratings. So that's why we ask you to rate us on iTunes, so that more people can find us and more people will join the Master Race.
Yeah. So keep supporting the podcast if you do it on iTunes or wherever you subscribe to it. Subscribe it, rate it, leave a review. If you're a man named Chris Hodes, leave more reviews.
Keeps leaving reviews.
keep leaving reviews as Chris Hodes if possible. One of the best reviews on there, Mr. C. Hodes.
Think about that. Dear God.
Yeah. So thank you so much, guys. And also on that, all the podcasts are now caught up on YouTube. I finally was able to render out everything. So we are all the way up to the current week if you use YouTube normally. So, or during the week. I know some people do. So that is all caught up. Also, we have some giveaways this week on Wednesday and Thursday. I did the first one of these on my stream last night. Blue Microphones has given us some Blue Yetis to give away. So we'll be doing that on Hex's stream Wednesday. And Tim's stream on Thursday this week. So tune in if you want a chance at getting a Blue Yeti microphone. also, Hex's Game of the Year article is out on the site, got published today. Far Cry 4 is his choice. So not a bad choice, I would say. No real controversial choices among the staff.
Well,
members
we also
yet.
Haven't brought the fact that we are going to be able to nominate Dishonored again this year. So that'll be maybe controversial when we get to it. I probably shouldn't have spoiled that, but we'll see. I'll have to read this. So, Far Cry 4, huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
Very good.
Far Cry 4. Yeah. Yes. He's like, he says he's like 21 hours into it and still is like 50% achievement wise. So, and you guys weren't on the podcast last week. I forgot to tell you, I beat the crew.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay.
I beat the crew. The ending is so awesomely bad.
Yeah.
In the best way ever. Like you have to... Scott, you should play through the crew. I think you playing through the crew...
What I like it... I mean, because I'm not a huge driving guy.
I think you would like it... In the same way, like, I'm trying to...
You were saying the dialogue was
terrible,
right?
Would have a field day maybe with this in a good way.
How long did it take you to actually complete, like, the main...
Wow! 21 hours to beat that. Yeah. So there is a lot of content there, and I've barely scratched the surface as far as cars and unlocks. But, yeah, Hex hit Far Cry 4, honorable mentions to Isaac Rebirth, Shovel Knight, Wolfenstein, The New Order, and South Park.
I kind of want to play South Park Stick of Truth, too. That was another one I missed.
That was really, it was really fun. I mean, it's just a South Park episode, though. Episode. So it's like, play it whenever you want.
You can tell people who watched the crew ending.
Yeah.
The 5-10 chance in chat right now. It's so bad. Oh, I can't believe how bad it is. In the best way. But few more pieces of news this week. Not much, of course, over the holidays, as per usual. There's just not that much coming out or going on. That will change this week with CES, but Steam client has added, this is actually cool. I don't know how it took like 8 years for this to happen, but there's now an FPS counter in the Steam overlay.
About time.
So you don't have to use like have Fraps open, or some people I know use XFire or some
Next
other tools.
I just have DX3 open a lot just to see my FPS in games.
Are people... Stop. You just said, or people use XFire. Can I... Is anybody on this podcast or in the chat using XFire? And if you are, identify yourself, and then I will ban personally.
Also, Scott, please. I don't know if you know who Alex Faye is of Level Up Live. Big DC dude. They organize their online tournaments they're doing using
their tournament platform is really good,
I was like, that is crazy to me. I haven't used it in
years. Wow. I mean, is that still a business? I guess enough of a business to
There's ads all over that client. Like, but
that's crazy.
Yeah, so the Steam client is adding an FPS counter. I think you have to be in the beta client right now to get it, but I'm not totally sure on that.
I use Yahoo toolbar to display my FPS. Shoo.
I use the Muzzafuzza toolbar, actually.
Oh, yeah. I still have the Hutch one because I like to support my favorite YouTube personality.
Commentators? Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite commentators.
I remember the first time I ever watched a Hutch video, it was when he first got his
Remember? You can install my toolbar and keep up with me. That was everyone was doing it.
Yeah.
The early days.
Toolbar. Also, John, you'll be interested in this. And in fact, Tim, who's a huge fan of this game as well, didn't even know this was happening, and neither did I until this post came up. Deus Ex Revision, a visual and sound overhaul of the original game, is coming out in February.
That's actually something I played this this vacation. I played through the original Deus Ex again.
What a good game. It is technically a mod, I guess, but it's a full graphical overhaul into DirectX 9 and everything. Because actually that game
it wasn't even good then, like at all.
It wasn't even good then. Yeah. So, great RPG. Not the best looking game, though. There will be new music and new sounds for a lot of stuff. You can also go into options and change the original music if you want to. So you may want to check that out. And I think it's probably a good thing for people who haven't checked out the original, because as we said, some parts of the original don't stand up too well. So you may want to check out this mod when it comes back. It's called Deus Ex Revision. So
there's a bunch of enhancement mods out there, like texture packs. But I feel like after what I've read, this one's probably going to be a better idea. The texture packs are like, seriously, some of them are like 60 gigs and shit. It's terrible.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's
and
like
the game.
Half-life
the game itself is like 400 megabytes. So.
Yeah.
So that is coming out in February. And of course, we did this last week, but again, we didn't have most of this cast here. It's 2015. A lot of games are coming out. So I was wondering what people are looking forward to in 2015. We said stuff like GTA 5, of course, comes out at the end of this month. Speaking of that, there's already an ice enhancer mod in the works for GTA 5.
It's going to be insane.
I'm guessing all they're doing is porting the 4.1 into DirectX 11, but I don't know that for sure. But yeah. What about you, Scott?
Really, I only have one game I'm really looking forward to, and I said it before, but Silent Hill, the new Silent Hill. I'm really excited to see where that franchise is taking. I don't think is that even coming out for PC. Probably not. So
no, I think it's PS4.
Probably PS4 only. But I really, really want to play that. I'm trying to think. Other than that, I mean, this isn't a
GTA.
Yeah, GTA. Yeah, that'll be. Yeah, I'm excited to see that. And also, this game is already out, but I'm excited to see the increased growth of Counter-Strike as an esport, and also as a game, which you know, its viewership is pretty much approaching.
New skins you're looking at is what you're.
New skins saying. I'm looking at. Yeah, I'm excited for a new fucking crate that isn't the Vanguard collection. Holy shit! But yeah. Anyway, but yeah, viewership in Counter-Strike has been nutty on Twitch, like right up with League of Legends in a lot of days. Crazy. Which is cool.
I was at 140,000 the other day with no events going on.
Yeah, I saw that. It's really good.
Brandon, looking forward to anything in 2015?
I mean, I think GTA 5 will be cool. I'm not sure if it'll kind of be a wait and see in terms of if people actually play it on PC and keep up with it. But I'm interested in it for no other fact than I think the ice enhancer stuff is crazy. And I would like to experience that with a like actual current gen game and just make that look even better.
I'm looking forward to see if the multiplayer works on
that's
launch.
That's not going to happen. I'll answer for you. No. I'm looking forward to Black Rock Foundry.
I'm not done.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to click through all 17 pages of this PC Gamer article.
Yeah, you don't have to look through. I just put this on here because we did this last year, too.
No, there are a few highlights. I don't know if Just Cause 3 is coming out this year, but I'm very interested in Just Cause 3 and Overwatch. Again, I don't know if Overwatch is technically coming out this year, but it'll at the very least be an alpha or beta or something. So
I consider a game out when I can play it. Personally, yeah. That's me.
Yeah. those are what I'm looking forward to most.
BlackRock Foundry and every fucking piece of raid content in Warlords of Draenor.
Oh god, and Killing Floor 2.
Yeah, I was actually just going to say that. Killing Floor 2.
I totally forgot about that.
And GTA 5 probably 2 or 3 months after it launches. No, I mean, that's this a game like Grand Theft Auto is so... I expect a game of that scale to have just ridiculous issues on PC, and I'm okay with it because I know they're going to fix them and we'll have the better experience anyway. So I've already waited like a year and a half for the game. What is 3 months after it's supposed to launch to get something good?
Yeah. I'm just paging through here. Call of Duty 12. Get the fuck out of here. Killing Floor 2. Yeah, there's KF2. Overwatch is in here. What the hell? Oh, Fortnite. I'm looking forward to Fortnite. That alpha is already out for a very select few. That is the Minecrafty / Tower Defense Unreal 4 game by Epic. It's coming out if people have forgotten. Fortnite. It looks visually, it looks awesome. Apparently from alpha tests, there have been some preview articles that are very glowing about it. So I'm looking forward to that game. I signed up to get in the alpha / beta. So hopefully I get a key at some point here. Let me see here. I'm quickly paging through this. Super hot. Super Hot's the shooter where when you move, the projectiles move. Yeah,
one of the few games that I've backed on Kickstarter.
Yeah. So, oh, wow. Okay, Star Wars Battlefront's coming out this year. I didn't know that, actually. Apparently that's coming out this year. We'll see if that works on launch. That's a DICE title, so never a guarantee. Come on. Oh, and another piece of old news that's in my head really quickly. Colonial Marines was removed from Steam. No one cares.
Because it was shit?
Total Biscuits tweet was, Aliens Colonial Marines removed from Steam. Nothing of value was lost. It's 100% true. I can't get the season pass now, though. That sucks. Witcher 3, of course, coming out this year. Especially if you're looking to test new hardware. That should be a good
hardware,
one.
Which you will hear about this week at CES, probably.
Yes, yes. And that leads sort of in. There's too many pages. PC Gamer has an article with 17 fucking pages worth of video games coming out this year. So go check it out.
Dying Light looks pretty good to me. I don't know how good of a PC.
It's made by the guys that made Dead Island, though.
Oh. I don't know. It played pretty well, but
really
it also
liked
played...
Dead Island for like probably 17 minutes or so.
It played pretty well on there at E3, but it's also playing on an Xbox One. So that makes me nervous because I feel like I want it to be good, but it's probably not going to be good. Salt and Sanctuary looks really good.
Oh, yes. Damn. When does that come out?
I think it's soon. I think it's not too far out.
Salt and Sanctuary is PS4 only, though.
Oh, is it really?
Unfortunately. Well, not only. It's exclusive. Yeah, Sony bankrolled
I'm definitely.
I think it's a few month exclusive. It is coming to
PC. I'm definitely looking forward to some console exclusive stuff, mostly Bloodborne and Majora's Mask 3D.
Looking forward to Tribes.
Lots and lots of vid games.
I agree there. Definitely.
Smite is whooping ass right now, by the way, with their $2.5 million prize pool now for their thing. Pretty good.
I would settle for like a $5,000 prize pool for Tribes.
or a server to have people in it at any given time. I'd also settle for that.
Speaking of old games that we loved, BLR is now under new ownership.
Yeah, Andy Kipling tweeted that Zombie's shutting down.
Yeah. So Builderbox LLC, which Andy is running, Builderbox Studios, they are taking over running BLR with Perfect World still, of course. And they said they're going to be revamping a lot of the stuff in the game, so who knows? Might get it. I know it did pretty well on PS4.
Is it the only good launch title, really?
Yeah. So, but shout outs to Andy. I hope that works out for those guys. And as John mentioned, CES 2015 is this week. The NVIDIA press conference
is on right now.
Just started. Yeah, it's on right now. I actually had it open. Now I don't. But they've announced a thing for cars, it appears. I'm looking right now. See if this live blog is running. I want a new video card. So I'm hoping they announce Ti editions of the 970, or 980. But yeah, so CES is this week. We'll see a lot of, as far as PC stuff, you'll see new video cards. Most likely we'll see lots and lots of monitors are always announced, including ones that make no damn sense. I just want an
affordable 1440p, 120, 144 hertz screen. I'm not paying fucking $800 for one. That's all I want.
Yeah. Yep, they're so expensive right now. I'm looking right now. Yeah, NVIDIA, all they've announced so far, it appears, is a thing for cars. Cars
probably
and your
see
phone.
A lot of 4K stuff that you still don't want.
You want a 4K TV yeah, you when you go to buy a mouse bungee. You do want
that's what you want.
You do want it, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and they talked about their new mobile, NVIDIA's new mobile processor. So none of the, at least I'm looking right now, none of the, no GPUs yet. So I'm sure they will, though. Pretty sure Dave Oshry pretty much spoiled that earlier.
Yeah.
So he knows people at NVIDIA. So yeah, CES will be this week. I'm sure we'll tweet out some stuff from CES as far as PC related things, and Intech is a good place as well. So yeah, that is about it for the news this week. There are no new releases this week of note, so it is early in the year. So,
and the one guy that has a game coming out this week is gonna be real mad at you.
I know. There's like 8 games on Steam upcoming this week, and I don't know what any of them are. So I didn't even put them on here. We're going to take another quick 2-minute commercial break, and then we'll be back with some viewer questions, of course. There we go.
The Big Bang Theory starting up again on Thursday, so get hyped, guys. Fucking Annie on.
Finally.
Oh, Lord.
Forget Friends and Seinfeld.
Yeah, let's watch it real.
That is television.
How many fucking Emmys does that fucker have? What's his name?
I don't even want to.
5.
It was the most popular show on TV for a little bit.
Zaboople?
I don't know if it still is.
Zaboople, yeah.
God, yeah. Fuck. That tells you something about America, though, I think.
Yeah, that's but so and so was so was Charlie Sheen's show, 2.5 Men, and I thought that show was pretty terrible.
Oh my
too.
God, yeah, oh that show was a
so, but I mean that's
like
yeah.
Shockingly bad.
It's really bad.
We would get each other DVDs of that
as jokes, yeah,
like,
yeah,
as
like
jokes.
Yeah. No, that's just like, proof that like
enjoy this 2.5
proof that like primetime sitcoms are for the lowest common denominator.
It is.
Like, it's just it is really like the worst written most. Just generic shit. It's going to be never going to be good.
I have made a new scale of stupid, and it is where if you are lowest common denominator, then you like the song Trumpets by Jason
shit,
Derulo.
I don't know if I've even heard that.
I don't know that.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I guess I feel good that I don't even know that song. So
yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would feel very judged.
Yeah. That song is tailor-made for people who are fucking retarded.
Does he say Jason Derulo at the beginning of it like he does in every song? Jason Derulo. Oh, I'm gonna listen
I don't
right
know.
Now. Let's see.
If you enjoy Jason Derulo's Trumpets, you are part of
357,939 people would disagree with you, Dan.
The lyrics are in a realm of terrible that you didn't think could exist. There is a reason that Taylor Swift was the only platinum record this year for pop music because like there's it's no good, like none of it's any good. So God, all right, first I think
are we good, are you all right?
Yeah, I think we're back. I'm sorry, I didn't know if Scott was still looking up Trumpets.
Sorry, I'm fucking losing. I'm losing brain cells watching this. I was watching the music video. Sorry. Go ahead.
Is that all we did was bash on
did
people
we?
Podcast?
What?
I'm sorry.
I don't care.
Did we?
Kevin Bond never bashes on anybody.
We praise.
We don't do that here. You fucking idiot. Yeah. Shut up. Get out of chat. We don't bash on people. All right.
James Ninja writes, I write to you the day before I start my first real/non-retail job. I was wondering if you had any general tips for working in a new place and a new environment. Get your dick out as fast.
Make someone your bitch or become the bitch first day.
Is this prison or a job? It sounds like prison.
If things go awry, you can hang yourself with your pants. In the bathroom.
Let's see. Any for working in a place in a new environment. Non-retail job. No, understand quickly that you don't fucking know shit, and don't be one of those new people that thinks they know shit, because all the old people sniff that, or the people that have been at the job know that real quick. Don't be a fucking blithering like idiot and be like totally worthless. Do what you can, but know that you have to learn. You're gonna have to learn how to, you know, do your job, and don't be afraid to ask questions and shit like that. Even if
it's all hand
old people that are
too.
There a long time and a lot of hand
figure
jobs,
out yeah. figure out who you need to make like you more than. They like other people and make
that's
that person
true.
Like you more.
That's true. Simple. That's also a very good tip.
And if it's corporate America, the biggest piece of advice I can tell you is just get the fuck out. ASAP.
Yeah.
That's
a good
and when he says get the fuck out, he literally means bend over and let get your fuck out. Let them take you from behind on the boardroom table.
No.
You will soon be out of
the
job.
That's submitting too soon. On your first day, you shouldn't do anything further than over the pants hand stuff.
That's a good point. Okay. Oh, this is his first day.
Over the pants hand stuff.
You're right about that. I tended to give it up early very quickly, but I was so good that people usually overlooked that I did that on the first day. So usually they didn't help me.
Make sure to lift a leg and pee on the corner of your cube so that people know it's yours. My wife just tweeted me. She just added Trumpets on Google Play. Can't wait to listen to it to repeat. Pee together tomorrow morning on the way to work. I'm taking the bus in the morning. Establish dominance over the pants hand stuff. I think we've given you all
the
tools.
We've given you the building blocks now. Flourish.
I added this next one because I just had questions of the manner in which the poop is coming out. The Dirt Penguin writes us, why does my poop burn when it falls out of my ass?
Now, if the phrasing of this question is concerning.
That is concerning.
I mean,
you need to seek medical attention.
I'm thinking that it's a diet thing if it's both falling out and burning. Like, it sounds like you've been eating nothing but, like, Popeye's ghost pepper wings and Four Loko.
Yeah.
Those look good, by the way.
I think that might be your diet. If so, you should try eating some actual food and try to go with things that aren't ridiculously spicy for a little bit. And then get back to us and see if you at least have control over your anus. Write us back when you either gain comfortable pooping temperatures back, or if you at least regain rectal control.
Comfortable pooping temperatures.
Yes. If neither occurs after changing your diet, see a physician and contemplate suicide.
Wow.
You might have to just cut it off. You might just have to cut your losses and kill yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, falls out indicates to me that there's a very wide... Yeah.
I guess you could get diapers, but I would just kill myself if I had to wear diapers.
If Blah ever has incontinence,
everyone remind him of this moment. When Blah's 85 and incontinent, send this shit to him.
Nobody wipes my ass but me.
You think Blah's gonna make it to 85?
I'm optimistic. Do you have any idea how much I sit in a given day? Mm-hmm. My lifespan is like 35.
Yeah.
That's how much I sit.
I don't anymore. I can't risk that shit again. next question. At Danny Carnage, what games are the cast looking forward to being played at AGDQ this year?
God, I hope there's another Zoo Race.
I was actually looking forward to Wario Land 4 today and got to see it because I didn't know fucking they made
Wario Lands. They need more Wario Lands, and they need a platformer that has Waluigi in it. Why has that not happened?
Waluigi, number one. He's the real MVP.
Waluigi, you the real
MVP. I'm looking at the schedule here. I actually, right after this cast... At 12:30 a.m. Eastern, I actually really want to see an Uncharted.
That could be a good one.
Like a game that's full of cutscenes and full of like forced linear, you know, parts because it's an adventure game. Like in an hour, he's supposed to do it in an hour. So I'm sure there's tons of glitches. So I really want to see that. I'm just looking through here. Brandon, thank you for the link. The F-Zero block tomorrow. That's going to be my
Should be fun.
If you've never played F-Zero, especially the original SNES one, it's really hard as well. Really hard.
F-Zero GX is like one of my favorite racing games.
Yeah, they're playing that. They're doing F-Zero, F-Zero X, and F-Zero GX. I don't know if they made one for the Wii or Wii U. Not Wii U, obviously, yet. We would know that. Quake 2 happens tomorrow. All of those Quake, early Quake Duke engine Duke games are batshit crazy.
You know,
Duke Nukem 3D in 15 minutes. I couldn't even do that with clipping on. Good lord. Just run through the walls. I couldn't do it in 15 minutes. that's insane.
The Portal race is always good.
Yeah, they're doing a Portal 2 people, 1 controller.
I think they did that last year too, didn't they?
No, they did.
You know, I will say that there is a glaring. I mean, this is for all the games that they do, and they do great work, and I'm glad that they raised all that money. But the fact that there's not a Counter Strike Condition Zero single player speed run on here is a glaring oversight. So,
Scott, you couldn't even get through it.
I don't think any. I mean, but they speedrun bad games too.
Yeah, there's actually a whole section.
Unless maybe someone could, unless I'm wrong, maybe they've done it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Unfortunately, this year it's from like 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. one night. So unfortunately, play like the Domino's pizza game.
They should play Burger Town.
The fucking
Burger King Happy Meal.
Oh, what about there were several Xbox 360 games with the Burger King. Like Sneak King, where the entire goal was to sneak up on people. It was like a shitty stealth game where you'd sneak up on people and then present hamburgers with X amount of flourish. And it was exactly the same thing. Like, it was the same action you were taking with every single person, every single time. And they also had like a racing game and something else. I can't remember. There was three of them. And my one friend owned all of them because they sold them at GameStop for like $2 used. It's good times.
Looking here too.
I don't know how gonna keep going bad it was. It might have actually been a decent game, but back when we were kids, there was a game you could get by mailing in to Chex called Chex Quest, and it was basically
they did it last year.
They did Chex Quest.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
they did that last year.
I need to replay that game. Yeah, it's just literally like a reskin of Doom, and instead of like murdering enemies, you're teleporting them somewhere else. That's all it is.
Yeah. There is a Binding of Isaac speedrun. It's 6:30 in the morning at one point. 30 minutes. It's actually, I feel like that's long. Although it's a bunch of RNG.
They estimate.
If you got some items. Crypt of the Necrodancer. Crypt of the Necrodancer, 20 minutes. This is the target of this.
Yeah. Risk of Rain, 20 minutes. Interesting.
I actually enjoy watching that game a lot.
Tetris?
We don't kiss our loved ones the same way we give them hamburgers. Game should know that. I love that fucking callback to that article on fucking... Polygon. Great job.
Polygon.
I see you.
It sucks that the golden eye run is at 5:30 in the morning, because that's always a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they break that game in half. Like, Swamp Thing. Oh, there's Awful Games.
Yes!
Quick. Sneak King is on here.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
Sneak King
that.
Is there. Speedrun Sneak that. King.
Can't wait.
Let me see here. Take a look. Radical Beethoven second speedrun. That is unbelievable. 8 minutes apparently it can be beaten in. William Shatner's Tech War, Swamp Thing, Super Pitfall, King Kong 2.
Oh man.
Oh my god, these are such bad names. Mike Tyson's Punch Out. If you guys did not watch Punch Out last year, the guy beat Punch Out fucking blindfolded. So I don't know if he's doing a blindfold this year, but There is a Half-Life Opposing Force in 32 minutes. Half-Life 2 episode 2 in 55 minutes.
I've never watched a Half-Life 2 speedrun, but the speedruns of Half-Life 1 and its expansions are awesome. You should definitely watch those.
Yeah. Portal, Portal 2, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, that's always really good with Adam A.K. The Zelda block is on the 9th. That one always is very cool. Kingdom War. It's a 4.5. Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 in 4.5 hours. I watched Metal Gear Rising last year. 15 minutes to beat Metal Gear Rising. That's a new game, too. New games are usually like sort of longer because there's less fucked up shit. But yeah, Final Fantasy 7 in 3 hours.
That's got to be PC version. Actually, yeah, I just remembered on PC version, yeah. Somebody discovered a glitch where once you get Yuffie in the party from the cutscene where you get Yuffie, you can teleport to the final dungeon.
Yeah. So they basically, so there's tons of good shit. Tune into that. There's a link to the multi stream.
Just be careful because once you start watching, it's very difficult to stop.
Yep.
Yeah, like if you start watching at work,
or you're
encouraged
to.
Last week to work at Twitch because you will not lose your job for watching AGDQ.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's awesome. It's one of two of our favorite weeks of the year because SGDQ happens, of course, in June. Check it out. There's the multi-stream link for us and that event. Next question from French Fry Z147. New Year's resolutions. Does anyone have any?
I mean, that's kind of an insulting question to ask five of the most perfect people I know. So that's like implying that we need to change something about ourselves.
It's hard to improve when you're perfect.
It is.
We have
taking
a lot
dumb
of
questions
here,
from
too.
People in the fucking chat. Maybe. I'd say that's probably mine.
That's a good resolution to have,
yeah.
Actually.
You know,
we did this last week. I want to lose 35 to 40 pounds this year.
I feel like I mean definitely lose weight, but I feel like that one's everyone's like, oh, okay, everyone says that.
My resolution is to not gain weight. I'm not looking to lose weight. I'm just looking to not like grow into someone fat. That's what I'm trying not to do.
Oh, we out here, Brandon, and we win.
I've been playing, like, seriously, ever since I got home from Pittsburgh from Christmas. I was only home for, like, 3 days. It sucked. I wanted to do a lot more, but the wife had to go back to work. I have done nothing but eat pizza and chicken fingers and play World of Warcraft. I'm not kidding you. Like, I've done nothing else in 8 days. We're talking, like, 12 to 16 hours a day for more than a week. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
And have you gained any weight?
Yeah.
No, I've lost 2
pounds. I hate you. We're done. See, this is these people like you make the world.
See, that happened.
You must have a retarded metabolism or something.
I think it might be. I think it's called malnutrition. I think you're dying.
I haven't done anything. Nothing. Except spend $3,000 on a television I didn't need to purchase. That is the only thing I've done. Other than play World of Warcraft.
Good lord.
It's great.
Yeah, I need to get healthy. I'm the one with the traumatic events. So
you have kids. If I just like die from a heart attack, people are like, we saw that fucking coming. You know what I mean? Like with you, it's like, dude, there's kids and the wife.
Oh,
you gotta
kids.
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
It's either like, well, you
if
know.
Dan's gone, Megan might not feel so invested into sending us cookies and stuff.
Exactly.
There's
a lot of concerns that we have of Dan's death, mostly involving various baked goods.
I'm pretty psyched. Yeah. I still have them in my apartment. Unless
shout out to Megan, by the way, for beyond the baking, just all of the shipping and everything that she does. My God,
yeah.
So
mostly baking. Mod has a brighter future with Megan at the helm.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. She has a whole plan for this Spreadshirt sale coming up.
You just with yeah, Megan, you just had to let it, just set her right. free and let her go, and she just, my goodness. Yeah,
dude, sales awesome. Have been she's, through the fucking roof.
Get a Switch card, the one I'm wearing now.
Very nice.
Yeah,
My New Year's resolution sweet shirt. Is to get Megan
coupon,
to run my
life. Coupon code Megan will probably send you cookies if you spend $500 at the Spreadshirt store.
Yeah,
and if you ask for blueberry muffin, she'll probably do that, and those are actually worth $500 per dozen.
So there you go. Our resolutions.
I don't do resolutions, really. I never stick to them. If I want to make a change, I do it, like, just abruptly in the middle of the year.
You are looking way better.
Your year's resolution can be that facial hair.
You are.
There you go. I'll count that because I started growing
actually,
in November.
It could be actually, like, growing legitimate facial hair. Not like yours is, like, soft pubes. It's not, like, pubes, and it's not facial hair. It's, like, really soft pubes. Like, yeah, like leave-in like
conditioned
pubes. Not like normal conditioner, like leave-in Garnier fruit.
I wouldn't really call it pubic. It's not quite, it's thin, but it's not like the short and curly.
It's kind of French.
I have a Disney
villain.
It is
French. You could do
it's very pointy. French.
Yours looks like you could do the mustache twirl.
I'm full on
like
Jeremiah Johnson.
You could probably grow it long enough and twirl that up.
Oh, yeah. And the best part is like I have naturally curly, like Italian ass hair, so it would probably curl naturally.
You kind of look like the kind of guy that, like, if my mom ever cheated, which God bless her, she wouldn't because she loves my dad. But if I walked in the room, you'd be smoking a cigarette, naked, sitting up in the bed,
wearing
twirling
nothing
your
but
mustache,
a beret.
And be like, oh, "Y'all right? Yeah, y'all right."
I had your mother. Yeah.
I had your mother. And I'd be like, "Get out of my house, French! You French homewrecker!" And then you would jump out of the house. I'd see your butt as you ran through my window.
Yeah.
Dong flapping.
Dong flapping in the wind.
In the breeze.
Smoking cigarettes out of a cigarette case, not even out of the pack.
Yeah, dude.
That's what you look like right now. Oh, well.
I would make you call me dad.
I would, listen, no, you would be, you're like, you'd be the equivalent of, you wouldn't be around long enough to call me, you wouldn't be her squeeze, you'd be a mistake that she made, you'd be like.
Oh, like just the one time.
Just the one time,
that's
yeah.
That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Probably. I think I have a one and done kind of air about me.
Yeah.
Blacklight attack. You don't make the same mistake twice. It's like the exact opposite of black guys.
Oh, goodness.
This next question is a follow-up to the New Year's resolution question. At Italicize asks, have you ever actually carried out a New Year's resolution? Or are you a disappointment who cheats on their diet in January?
Diet, because everyone knows.
I just never got that.
I kept up with mine last year, which was I'm going to start going to the gym. I went to the gym like 3 times, so I did start going.
That's true.
So I felt like I accomplished. Yeah. I accomplished it. We were good.
You started going. You ended going.
I almost never. I mean, last year I wanted to finish more games this year, so I did.
Yeah.
I did finish more games in 2014, but. I don't know. Last time I did like a diet thing, though, I did it last June and last May, and then
I
did
New
do
Year's
it. For, like,
resolutions,
four
I agree
and a half
with
months,
Blacklight.
So.
Like they're dumb because I mean you can do whatever you want, but it's just another way to lie to yourself. I mean maybe some people really do make true meaningful change, but it's just another in the moment when you say it, you're like, oh, I really feel, I'm gonna do this, and then like you said, the next day,
it's a way to
you're
set
like,
yourself up for failure.
It is. It's just like yeah, if you're gonna make a change, just do it.
I respect people that can take the New Year's resolution and be like, okay, well, this is a good time. Just because everyone else is doing it, so I might as well. This is a good time to set a goal for myself and the people that can stick with it. But there are a lot of people who definitely use it as an excuse to make goals and talk about themselves for a minute, and then they don't stick with it at all the second the spotlight is off of them and they lose all motivation. And that's just kind of weak shit to me. And additionally, like I don't do it because I know I'm going to be one of those people. I'm going to be telling everybody because like, oh, if I tell more people, then I'll be more likely to stick with it. I won't stick with it anyway. I make changes when I need to make changes, when it feels right to me and I can get to that mindset. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think having a stroke was
exactly
more
like you didn't make you didn't make a change because the clock turned over because now you have to write 2015 on your checks. Yeah.
And I tried. Megan was like, "No fast food in 2015." Last night, I like almost went out and got some fast food, and then I just didn't. So I held with that. It's been three whole days.
We have to acknowledge this thing from Manny on, who said Scott doesn't even just cheat on his diet; he He orchestrates a 6-month ruse so his diet never finds out. He's been fucking chili cheese dogs on the side and deep throating Pop Tarts every morning. That is. I can never face my diet. I always have to orchestrate a ruse. That's a good point. Yeah.
Solid.
You know, speaking of Pop Tarts, real quick before we go, my mom used to buy you can buy Pop Tarts without the frosting on them. Do you know that they make these abominations? And she would buy them without the frosting, and finally all these years later she was like, it's healthier for you. I was like, if we're gonna eat a fucking Pop Tart, I wanna eat a Pop Tart. Like, and it's not even that, it's already shit. We looked at it. And I don't know, like, either the Pop Tart without frosting somehow has more calories in it, or at least equal than the other one. And anyway, that happened like so many years later, and I was like, I told you, Mom, I was right.
You've already mentally prepared yourself. It's not like, healthy. Yeah. You know that.
Lean pocket. Like, what the fuck am I going to eat a lean pocket?
Lean pockets are like exactly the same as Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets suck.
You're fucking insane. I can't.
I'm not even pulling like a foodie.
We are not having
like,
this conversation.
Like, snob about it.
You can't have.
If you want to go microwavable, there are so many better options than Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets are like dog food grade.
Majority
meat.
Of high school, like extremely high.
Well, no,
I did, and Hot Pockets were just incredible.
Listen, you're already in some stuff for your BLT opinions. You were like, you're just asking for it.
I know. At this point, I really am. But I'm going to go on the record and say,
go back to high school and just do nothing but.
I would much rather if we're going microwavable like food that I want. Like, I just don't feel like actually making anything, so I want to pop something in the microwave and eat something that's bad for me. I'm going with either taquitos or bagel bites. Get at me. Hot Pockets are garbage.
Totino's pizza rolls. I'm going to do something horrible.
No, listen. If you think pizza rolls, Nick probably grew up eating Hungry Man TV dinners.
Nah, Hungry Man's not really. They're not.
Those
they're
are
not
fucking
good.
Gross.
Fucking Hungry Man Salisbury steak.
Brownie. Those whole 4 years I worked at the security place I was talking about before the podcast. All I had, I didn't have a real kitchen to cook anything in, and I couldn't really leave to. Go pick up food all the time because a lot of times I was working by myself and I couldn't leave the post unmanned. So I would basically either stock up on microwavable food or I would get delivery. So I got very well acquainted with not only the takeout places in the area, but also all of the microwavable foods that
here
are available
his
to you.
For his aunt. Okay, go ahead.
Hot Pockets are garbage. I'm sorry. It's like dog food quality meat.
I mean,
and so is Taco Bell, and Taco Bell is not.
I don't know how Taco Bell makes that shit okay. I don't know how Taco Bell makes that shit okay, but they pull it off. No, seriously, it's
Brandon, the man who subsisted off Hot Pockets for like 10 years now.
I don't have quite the palate that our Prince of Microwavable Foods over here does, but. I'm not above eating like Hot Pockets, taquitos, pizza rolls. Like, I'll eat all of it. But if you're trying to tell me that you think Totino's pizza rolls are actually higher quality than Hot Pockets, you're just wrong.
I think it's because their only ingredients are bread, meat, and bread, sauce, and cheese. I feel like it's okay. Like, it is worse. It is like equally bad. But the fact that Hot Pockets actually try to be a meal and put things like ham in them. Like that ham is
God
like.
Did Hot Pockets wants you to have a balanced diet?
Yeah. Listen, yeah, they're trying to help
Hot Pockets,
America.
Hot Pockets wants to do nothing for me but give me salmonella.
This defense.
I appreciate the variety. And you get that with Hot Pockets.
I haven't had
you
a
do have the
microwave
variety. It's
for
just
6 months.
Every variety doesn't taste very good. Have you ever had a breakfast Hot Pocket? With like
they
bacon,
are,
egg, and cheese.
Excellent. Sausage, egg, and cheese is the best Hot Pocket you can get.
No, they're not. Those eggs are like nothing. They are nothing but disease. They are pure disease in a yellow blobby form that comes out at the temperature of the sun. That's it. That's another thing I don't like about Hot Pockets. They're impossible to eat. they take so long to cool off that there's no temperature. Like, I don't know how it is that they manage to make the center of these things so white, liquid hot.
So
like,
when you go to a restaurant, do you complain when the waiter serves you hot soup?
No, but
are you upset?
Soup,
he's gonna be like that lady who sued McDonald's for spilling hot coffee on her arm.
Yeah,
no, like, listen. Like, I understand a hot pocket is supposed to be hot. What I'm not okay with
it's
is
in the name.
You
get
just, like,
angry when somebody serves you a beer that is cold and it hurts your teeth? Do you get mad when you have sensitive teeth?
No, I'm saying hot pockets are an unreasonable amount of hot. We're talking like this. It's just a pocket of contained heat that is so concentrated that when you have to like take a quick ginger bite and then get an opening and then kind of like squeeze it on the side so it splits open a little bit like you're opening a wallet and then just blow inside in order to try to cool the innards off. And that shit is so hot that steam is rocketing back in your face from your blow.
Yeah, you just got to
wait.
Well,
obviously.
Right away.
Look, if I'm microwaving my dinner, I'm not exactly going to sit around and wait. I'm not sitting here tucking a bib into my shirt and lighting some candles and setting the mood. I want to eat that shit now. I want to go ham on that. It's the same thing with microwavable pot pies, which can all suck my dick. All of them.
Oh, my God. All right. That's the end of this question. Final question of the cast. FatAttack82 asks, everyone in my school is turning into a whiny little bitch. What should I do to change this? Get them off Tumblr. That's number one. If
it's,
they're all
it's
using
too
Tumblr,
late for
get
them.
Them off that shit.
Nah, they just
it's
they
too
just
late
suck.
If they're on Tumblr.
And you're going to have to deal with that.
What are you doing in school? You're too hard for school, clearly.
That's true. Yeah, FatAttack, come on. How old is FatAttack? Do we know?
He's like 14.
What?
18.
No, he's not really 14.
Oh, okay.
I just made something up.
I wouldn't believe it.
Well, but, I'm going to keep that in mind.
17. So he's in high school. Well, it doesn't matter. Just get through it. Put your head down. And then, you know, make something of your life and then go back to your 10th or 15th high school reunion and laugh at everybody.
How about get over yourself? You're not the only cool person in your school, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't think he's saying that he's cool. I think he's saying that everyone
that
else is a whiny little bitch.
It's implying that he's hard.
Not
he
necessarily.
He doesn't complain about everything. You're complaining about people complaining right now.
That is true.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Someone else probably wrote us a message about you, and we just didn't answer that because you're lucky. Think about that.
or get them all on Tumblr. Then they'll be whining.
Yeah, maybe that's a problem. Maybe none of them know about Tumblr. They don't have an outlet.
Yeah, or Reddit. Yeah.
Give them an outlet. If they're males, then turn them to Gone Wild on Reddit or NSFW_gifts. Like I said, I've been a very big proponent of this.
Mm-hmm.
If they're still whining after checking that on a daily basis, then one, they're gay. Or to, like, which is fine, but they need to accept that, and they need to start living their lifestyle. Or two, they're probably women, and, you know, I mean, women love to bitch, and that's just, I mean, that's not
damn,
sexist.
HBL,
or as it's perceived to be bitching for a lot of males.
It's right after we mentioned Tumblr, too. Did you really have to? That was where we were at our weakest.
I am trying to listen. I'm trying to
get
this into a
controversy. Are you tanking the KB Mod podcast? Are you trying to destroy us?
I was paid to throw. I was paid to throw for skins. Okay, let me do it.
Jesus,
wow. You had to make a disclaimer.
There's our entire female demographic.
You used the word gay with such a tone that you had to make a disclaimer about the fact that you weren't disparaging them. And then
I wasn't
you just
disparaging.
Swept women. And you know what? There's going to be more backlash for my opinions on food.
That's true.
You
know why? Because your opinions on food are more offensive than anything I could ever say about gays or women. Ever. Your food topics would be all right. I'm telling you. I mean, the bacon thing still rubs me the wrong way. And I love
also hate Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
It's just
not a fan. Your argument is mostly based around them being hot. They are called Hot Pockets.
That is a secondary complaint.
But they are called Hot Pockets. You're not
understanding. They don't need to be that hot. How do you
make
something?
The name already indicates that when you purchase them, you are getting pockets of heat.
Listen, I'm going to be
there's
pissed
food inside of them, which is beneficial, but it says nothing about food. It is just a pocket of hot.
Listen, if I buy a car and it has 25 wheels, I'm going to be pissed because that thing's going to roll like shit. All right? Just because it's implied that it's going to have something doesn't mean they need to give me an excessive amount of that. All I'm saying.
I'm going to talk about this, but I honestly think, like, because we get the most passion on this podcast when we talk about food. I'm thinking about starting a spinoff 30-minute podcast from the KBMod podcast where we all...
BLT or die.
Where we all eat something. No, we eat a couple items, like, during the week, and then we get on and discuss them, and we debate it, because... It would actually.
I'm kind of down.
We
with
don't
this.
Get
it's
as
hard
animated.
For me to find diverse food, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
I can't eat anything with wheat in it.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Well,
and I can fucking.
Yeah, but you can still have an uninformed opinion on it. I mean,
yeah,
look at
you
Nick
don't need to have
here.
An actual legit opinion. Just.
It'd be like I don't like the way that tastes because of its name.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Or it wouldn't be. It would be long. 30 minutes. It'd be like a two-hour. We call it the KBMod Foodcast, and we'll just do it. Maybe not every week, but I mean, I love to eat. Look at me. I mean, I think it'd be great for me. And you guys like to eat, and yeah, I love to hear Blah's wrong opinions about products that are in. Like if we just went to the frozen freezer section, which just gets more and more crazy.
Frozen freezer.
I think Sean. Sean needs to add a kbmod.com
yeah,
food.
Yeah, exactly. We'll start from there. But I think
we're going to pivot into a food blog.
Like, I'm talking, we review the frozen Texas toast.
That's been our end
the
game
worst
this entire
food
time. Building an audience just to switch directions on everybody and start talking about food. I'm going to write a column called Unpopular Opinions, where I just shit on everything you like. And it's not like I'm even swaying any minds here, because that doesn't
you're
happen.
You're just a hipster. You're a hipster. You're...
Okay, I'm a
oh producer. My god, shoo shoo. We can call it KB Munch.
Yes.
Boom.
Done with that.
When I go home, I need to go food shopping anyway. I'm gonna buy a package of Hot Pockets. I'm gonna eat one on the next podcast, and I'm gonna tell you everything that's going through my mind and mouth at the time.
That's a good idea.
And food and dudes, what makes my mouth come? All right, and on that note, we're going to end.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for watching episode 171. Make sure you check out all our Twitters, at APL Fisher, at Blacklight Attack, at KBMod John Evolution, and I am at Nipnops TV. At KBMod Gaming is the Twitter. Check out everything below the stream. Make sure you hit up KBMod.com as well. Check out the forums, chat, servers, everything else. We'll be playing some BF4 on this channel tomorrow with the community. So make sure you guys come out to that.
Pisces.
And we'll see you next week.
Yatta!
Yatta!
I got a text from Andy that he's watching the podcast, Brandon.
I know, I saw that.